Serena Williams is the women's champion at Wimbledon again. The world's number one player defeated Venus Williams, her sister, and no slouch herself, 4-6, 6-4, and 6-2. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
The Williams sisters have essentially made center court in Wimbledon their personal timeshare condo.
Well, pretty much. I mean, a Williams has won the last four, two for Venus and now two for Serena. You know, this one isn't going to go down as one of the best women's finals in Wimbledon history, Scott, or even one of the best matches that the Williams sisters have played against each other. Mm-hmm. Venus looked okay physically following that injury that she had on Thursday during the first two sets and didn't seem to have anything bothering her. Won the first set when Serena didn't play well. But then, after losing the first game of the third set, Venus called for her trainer to come to the sideline. They conferred for a while. She left the court for about 5 minutes for medical treatment. When she came back, Scott, she finished the match, but it was clear that she wasn't the same, and Serena won pretty handily from there on.
Yeah, she even said afterwards she just wished for a quick ending.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. It was interesting, though. Serena was very much off her game, and I think this was Venus's chance. Mm-hmm. Serena lost 10 or 11 points a row in losing the first set, serving for the second set, and Venus broke through. This was not one of Serena's greatest outings, for sure.
One of the nicest memories I think a lot of us who are fans will have occurred right after the match when Venus took out her own personal camera and handed it to a line judge, I believe, and he took a picture of the two sisters sitting together, spent and exhausted, one of them victorious, the other defeated, right after another championship match at Wimbledon. What a wonderful sight.
Well,
that was.
It was remarkable. You know, if anybody seemed not happy to lose but seemed very unconcerned about losing, it would have been Venus. She just seemed so mellow, introducing all the family. Their other sisters was there, introducing all her pals who were in the, you know, in the family box and so on. She just seemed as happy for Serena, almost as if she'd been for herself. I've got to tell you that right now Serena's by far the better player. And the question is where Venus goes from here, whether she fights to come back or whether it's clear that she's just not going to be the player that's going to be able to challenge her sister on a regular basis.
A couple of guys are playing in finals match too, aren't they?
A lot less star power when you look at Philippoussis versus Federer.
Philippoussis of Australia and Roger Federer of Switzerland.
There you go. Philippoussis entered the tournament unseeded, and Federer was the fourth seed. He's going to be a big favorite. I don't think that's going to be the most widely anticipated men's final of all time, Scott.
I'll say Philippoussis, though, because I'll be off and won't have to read his name.
Now I'm going to go for form and say Federer here.
All right. We'll leave Bob Edwards to read the winner. In any event, Ron, always nice talking to you.
Okay, Scott, you too.
Our sports commentator here in Weekend Edition, Ron Rappaport, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.